Evening, everybody. For those in the Phoenix area, you'll notice that we pretty much got hammered tonight. Probably the first, well, maybe the second, really good monsoon that moved right through the area. There's some ups or downs to storms like that from a photographic standpoint. While there was a lot of lightning tonight, when you have the really heavy, deep cloud cover, like was over the Phoenix area tonight, it makes it a little more challenging to get shots. The lightning is back in the clouds, and really all you do is you end up with just great big humongous softbox of light from the sky where the clouds are just illuminated from the lightning behind it. But regardless, I was still able to capture some shots tonight. Tonight was one of those, I sure wish my camera would have been pointing 20 degrees in a different direction. It was really like that all night long. I probably got 15 shots of a half a bolt of lightning. So kind of a bummer on that respect. But it is good that the clouds have gotten back, and the storms have come back through the area. I did want to pass on a little tip tonight for lightning photography for anybody who's wanting to do it. And that's get an umbrella. And I'm not talking the kind of umbrella that you put a light into and either reflect it off or shine it through. I'm talking about a great big old umbrella. I use a golf umbrella myself. It's about 60 inches in diameter, so it's big. It's really big. And they're also made for golf where they have a slit, an overlap in them, so that they stand up to the wind. They won't invert. They can be kind of a pain still to hold in a heavy wind, but they don't collapse, which is really nice. But the reason for that umbrella isn't necessarily to keep me dry, nor to keep my camera dry necessarily. I don't really care if my camera gets wet. It's pretty weather resistant. And the lens I use isn't particularly expensive. It's just a Nikon 50 millimeter most of the time. But what it does do is it helps keep the water and any raindrops off of the front element of the lens. And while that's not even necessarily that bad to have it there, I'm always been kind of anal about the front element of my lenses and keeping them very, very clean, even though I don't believe in protective filters, but that's probably another boo. But what it does do is it helps keep the contrast right. You do lose a little image quality when you start getting a dirty front element or water drops on the front element, and it can cut down contrast and just overall make your pictures look a little worse. So that's the reason for the umbrella. In the meantime, I will be posting some more images on myblueheaven.com or on my Twitter at Scott_Wood. And aside from that, just stay tuned, and we'll keep you updated as the season goes. Hopefully we'll have another week or so, because it's been a pretty terrible monsoon season from a lightning standpoint. So we'll talk to you later.